Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. And all that. We are going to do something different. We are. So I don't think Costas had any idea of what I'm planning today. So when he came up and talked about sharpen our gifts, sharpen the tools. We've got to practice. It's like, he's got a little inside information on what we're going to do. So we're going to have fun. We're going to have some fun sharpening our tools today. So just to begin with, if you've been a believer in Jesus for more than 5 minutes, all right, a month, you're going to know that the kingdom that Jesus brought in, the kingdom that Jesus communicated, was an upside down, inside out, topsy-turvy, back to front kind of kingdom. Jesus honestly said some really odd stuff. When he spoke about the kingdom, he said some stuff which to our earth realm thinking is crazy. People that had been with Jesus listening to him would come away thinking, I'm not sure what way is up anymore. Because the way of the kingdom is upside down, inside out, back to front, topsy-turvy. To our way of thinking, it's like that. So let's take kingdom agriculture as an example. Do you have like physical Bibles or Bible apps, or you can? Okay, so we're going to make this interactive, and I'm just going to ask you to do stuff. So just flow with it. Jesus at one point had something really odd to say about harvest time. So I would love somebody just to zoom in to John chapter 4, verse 35, and just put your hand up when you've got it, because we're going to see what he had to say about harvest time. Oh, George is right there. Right on. George, could you please read out what Jesus had to say about harvest time?
Don't you understand? It's still 4 months until harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest.
So, thank you, George. That's great. So, the farming community were saying, 4 months more till the harvest, or however they spoke in those places, rural voice. But, yeah, but Jesus comes along and he says, no. The harvest is ripe and ready now. What's with that? Okay, another example of kingdom agriculture being upside down. Could someone please look up, maybe someone on this side of the room, Mark 11, verse 12 to 14. And when you've got it, could you just signal to me, please? This is the fig tree mystery. Peter, tell us about the fig tree mystery, verses 12 to 14, if you wouldn't mind. Okay, so we've got this mysterious situation where we're plainly told, Spring Watch or Country File, whatever you want, they are saying it's not time for fruit to form on the fig tree yet. This is just time for the leaves to be on there. Okay, that's in the earth realm thinking. But Jesus is coming along and saying, why haven't you got any fruit for me? Where's your fruit? You should have fruit. What's with that? Kingdom agriculture is upside down. inside out. It's strange. Kingdom economics are also back to front. We don't have time to go through the whole parable, but can you remember the parable of the workers in the vineyard? Do you know that story about, it's kind of 0 hours contract of that time. So you've got a bunch of guys who turn up early doors to get the opportunity to work the shift all the through the day and get paid for their work in the vineyard. So they get taken on by the hiring guy and they work the full day. But then Jesus comes along, tells us how there's a kind of rabble band that come just for the last shift of the day. So they just work that last bit of the day. But they get rewarded exactly the same amount as the people that worked the whole day. What's with that? Kingdom economics. Thousands of hungry people you need to feed for lunch, sitting on a mountainside? No problem. What did Jesus say is all that was needed to get the people fed? Thousands of them. Oh, 2 fish and 5 rounds of bread. That will do nicely. Kingdom economics is so back to front than we see it in our earthly realm. It's all upside down and inside out. Kingdom success. Jesus had a lot to say about kingdom success and how different it is to how we see earthly success. For example, if you want to be first, come on, let's complete the sentence. You want to be first? Go to the back of the line. You be last. You want to find your life? Great. Lose it. You want to be a leader of all? No problem. Be the servant of all. Kingdom success looks very different to how we see it in the earth realm. It's back to front. Kingdom payback. You want to get back at your enemies? Sure. What's the recipe? Pray for them and bless them. You want to really get back at your enemy? Love them, feed them, clothe them. You want your enemies to get what they deserve. Give them what they don't deserve. Forgive them. Kingdom payback. It's very different than the one we have in our earth realm. It's all back to front. Kingdom provision. If you want to be rich, that's okay. That's fine. What's the recipe? Give it away. But I only have a tiny, tiny amount. No problem. Let me point you to the widow in the story. She had one last little coin left. She put it in the offering. It was all she had. And that woman is blessed for the whole of history. We're still talking about her today. She made it into the story. No problem. Give it away. You want to receive? Cool. Who'd like to look up? Love this verse. Luke 6. I think it's 6. Verse 38. And just tell me when you've got it. Put your hand up. Luke 6. Verse 38. I think it's 6. Or is that 5? Yeah, Mary's got it. Go, Mary. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Do you know that song? No. Okay. It's all right. We get the point, right? You want to receive, give. And it's not just about giving money or material resources, stuff. It does include that, for sure. But Jesus talks about giving away the kingdom that is within us. And the kingdom is a kingdom. He spent so much time in his ministry explaining the kingdom. And we know different elements of the kingdom. There's joy in the kingdom. There's peace in the kingdom. There's power in the kingdom. There's righteousness in the kingdom. There's so many beautiful things. And he says, give that. Give that away to others. So, if we are lacking joy and we want it, give some joy away. Go and find someone that needs seriously cheering up and give some joy away. And then you'll be blessed with joy. It's how the kingdom works. You feel in need of some mercy? Go and show mercy to somebody. Give it away. Give it away. And the nature of the kingdom means it will be given unto you. Need encouragement? We all do. Go and encourage somebody else. Find somebody. You might feel like, I got nothing. Just start giving. Start giving. Be the widow's little mite. Give the little tiny bit you have, and you'll find that as you give, more will be given, and you will receive. It's just how the kingdom works. Feeling dry in your walk with Jesus? Just start giving something of the river of life that we are promised is on the inside of us. Just start praising. Start giving. Just a little drop. One little drop. And you'll find that it starts flowing and flowing and flowing, and there's more. And the person you give to, their thirst will be quenched, and so will yours in the doing of it. Because that's the way the kingdom works. Whatever we feel like, whatever things look like on the surface, as we give, so we receive. So, based on that principle, how do you feel about joining me in giving away something today? It's not going to be an offering. I'm not going to ask for your money or donate stuff or create a bake sale. It's nothing like that. We're going to give away something even more precious than that. How would you feel about giving away a little bit of time this morning, right here where we're sitting, to listen to God on behalf of somebody, to be an encouragement to somebody? Because here's the deal, okay? A little bit later on, I'm going to be seeing two different people. They're influential people. And I know for a fact that these people would just love some godly encouragement. They would love, they really value the prophetic, and they would love to hear some fresh input for their year ahead. How would you feel about giving away something for them? One's a man. One's a lady. I'm not going to tell you anything else about them other than they love the word of God, they value the prophetic, and they would seriously be encouraged to hear what God has to say to them. How would you feel about just giving a few minutes to do that for them? I'm going to lead you in it. It's going to be easy peasy. Don't get all worried at this point, because oftentimes when that's an offer on the table, people can start getting all anxious, like, I don't know, I don't really hear from God, that's not my thing. You know, I'm not feeling very close to God right now. All this stuff comes up. And can I just please invite you, just park it. Park it all. I guarantee today in this room you are going to hear from God. Guarantee it. We're going to have a little practice, prime the pump, get the juices flowing. And we're just going to keep it simple, simple. A five-year-old child could do this. In fact, become a five-year-old child. It'll probably serve us well. Because Jesus said, unless you become as little children, you can't enter into all the good, good goodies of the kingdom. So just come at this like a kid. And just know that in your giving, you're going to be mightily blessed. Truly believe that. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to hand out some pieces of paper, one each, and something to write with. And then I'm just going to ask you a few questions. We'll do a little practice first. And then I'm just going to ask you to a few questions, and Holy Spirit is going to give you the answer to those questions. It's not a right or wrong. It's just what you're hearing, what you're picking up through the Holy Spirit. And then you're just going to write down what you hear on the piece of paper. And we'll go from there. Is that okay? Righty. Could I please have somebody? All right. So paper. One. Maybe if someone did one side and one. Oh, Julie's going to come. Would you mind doing one side? And amazing. So there's a. Thank you. No, that's okay. Thank you. Agriculture? It was kingdom agriculture? Yeah. Yeah, just one. Yeah, that'd be fine. One each and something to write with. Be great. Has everybody got a piece of paper and a pen or something to write with? Yeah. Cool. Okay. So first of all, we're just going to do a little practice. When we come to do the actual exercise, could I please ask the ladies in the room, would you hear for the lady that I'm going to be seeing? And the gents in the room, would you please be hearing for the man? That would be really helpful. Please. Thank you. Okay. So we're just going to do a few little priming exercises. All right. Just a little practice to get going. If you've never done this before, you're the prime person that's going to flow in this, because to see how the kingdom works. So even if you've done it 1,000 times, let's just have a go. So how about just close your eyes? I invite you, if you would like to, join me. Just close your eyes, and we all have an inner screen of imagination. We all do. It's that place inside our mind where we see stuff that isn't physical stuff. It's there on the screen of our imagination. So I just invite you, in that place of your imagination, can you picture a big bunch of bananas? Don't worry if you don't see every detail, if it's a bit hazy, just become aware of it. Just see it there on the grid of your imagination. Big bunch of bananas. Just let them sit there. Okay. Now the screen's moving along. The bananas are going. And this time, in that imagination space, just see if you can see there a blue polar bear. A blue one. Just be aware of it. Now we're going to move along. And this time, can you see in that imagination space a monkey riding a bicycle? And he's riding the bicycle through a field full of colorful tulips. Just watch him ride it. See where the bike's going, how it's moving. Sometimes Holy Spirit shows us things that are still and static, or sometimes he shows us things that are moving, like in a video reel. So just watch your monkey on the bike. Now this time, we're going to be listening on the inside of us. So fight the temptation to say it out loud, but just in that inner space, can you hear the rest of the words to this little nursery rhyme? Just hear them forming until the end of the rhyme. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty. And just hear to the end of the rhyme. Can you hear it? Where did you end up with? What was the last line that you got there? Again, all the king's horses and all the king's men. So couldn't put Humpty together again. So you've just been hearing and seeing in that inner space. That's where the Holy Spirit will come. That's what he uses very often. And some people say, yeah, but that was just my voice that I heard. Yes, most often God's voice will sound just like yours. Most often. Not always, but most often. Final practice. This is a nice one. See yourself lying in a hammock tied to two palm trees on a beautiful tropical beach. Just hear the sound of the ocean in the distance. Sound of the gulls in the air. Maybe you can even feel just a cooling breeze just flow over your face as you rock side to side. Side to side. It's a nice one. So just stay in that peaceful place. And now we're going to be asking Jesus, asking Holy Spirit, on behalf of the person, the lady or the man that you're listening for, we're just going to be asking him some simple questions. And when you hear the answer, just write it down on your paper. So, the first question. Jesus, are there any significant colors that you want to highlight for this person? And then just take whatever comes. Usually it's the first thing. Are there any significant colors that you want to highlight for this person? Doesn't matter what they are, just write them down. If it's one color, it's fine. If it's more than one, also fine. Just write it down. next question. Jesus, how do you feel about this person? How do you feel about them? And just write down what he shows you or what impression you get. How does Jesus feel about the person? Write it down. We'll be moving to another question soon, so just try and capture what you're receiving. My next question. Jesus, what special quality do you want to build in this person for the next year? What special quality, what special strength or characteristic do you want to build in this person for the year ahead? And write it down. What's he building in them? And then, Jesus, is there something significant you want to say about their family? Something significant Jesus wants to say about their family. Don't worry if it sounds really simple. Could be just the word that person needs. Could be just one word. It's fine. Just write down what you sense or see. What does he say about their family? Write it down. Next question. Jesus, what would you say to this person's doubts and fears for the future? What would you say to them, to their doubts and fears for the future? And then write down what you feel Jesus wants to say to their doubts and fears about the future. Now, this one's a bit different, but just go with it. And you can hear in any gender. Jesus, what action hero do you see this person is like and why? So if you're hearing for a lady, you can still have a male action hero, superhero. Or if you're listening for a man, it could be a lady. Well, it doesn't, that's not important. It's why? Why that one? Which action hero is this person is like and why? Action hero, superhero. Just whatever comes, however outlandish it seems, just go with it. What is it about that hero that Jesus wants to highlight this person is like? And the final question, this is just freestyle. So this is, Jesus, is there any other encouragement you want to give this person? And you can just let him show you. You could get a scripture or a song or a picture. Just let him give you any other kind of encouragement for this person, and then just put it down. Just whatever you get, go with it. Go with it. However strange, random, just go with it. Can't have too much encouragement. I'll give you another minute and then we'll wind up. Wonderful. Wow, so much beautiful revelation flowing through your hand. I would love you to sign and date the words that you've been given, please. Just put that at the bottom. It's the 23rd of February, 2020 is the date. I'll tell you what to do with that in a minute, about how we're going to broadcast that. Okay. Thank you so much for engaging with that. This is going to be really good. So good. Okay, pencils down. Acts chapter 20, verse 35 says, It is more blessed to give than to receive. It is more blessed to give than to receive. It is most blessed to give and receive. That's the most blessed, to give and receive. You have done that exercise in the spirit of freely giving. And commendation for that. You've been generous. You've been freely giving your time, your listening, your care, your encouragement. You have been freely giving to someone. So now it's time for you freely to receive. Because that's the way the kingdom works. You give away, you receive. I'm going to reveal to you the words that you've just written down on your piece of paper. Come through the Holy Spirit. They are for you. You are that person of influence. You are that person. So I invite you just read them. Take a minute. Read what you've written. That person is you. Just read. Drink it in. Don't bat it away now that you know it's for you. This Holy Spirit has stealth bombed you. He's got you. He's got you in a good way. Just absorb it. Enjoy it. I'm going to give you another opportunity to give away. If you feel able, I would love it if anyone could give testimony, would be prepared, according to the things Jesus has just shown you, not maybe for all the questions, but say the first question. Is there someone who would like to say how they were encouraged by the colors? Did anyone get special colors? Yeah. No? What were your colors? Turquoise. Wow. Turquoise is a really special color in the Bible. Can I invite you to go home and go and look where turquoise was used in the Bible? It's a special color. It's got special meaning for you. Amazing. Thank you, Sarah. What about the second question? What Jesus feels about the person? Is anyone willing to say what they received from Jesus about that? Yes, Pam. To help. Okay. So it was a promise of helping. How does that make you feel? We're together in it. Oh, that's beautiful. Amazing. Anyone else have a how Jesus feels about you? Well, you know it's you now. Anyone else want to? Yes, Dorothy. Wow. A brook of joy, strength, a mighty waterfall. Wow. Okay. So he's highlighting joy. Amazing. That's good, isn't it? Thank you. Special quality that Jesus wants to build in for the next year. Who'd like to signal what Jesus gave them for that? Anyone? Yes? Oh. Giving testimony and willing souls. Wow. That's strong. Amen, brother. We stand with you. We have every expectation. That's what he's doing in you. That's what will happen this year for you. Wow. Something significant Jesus wants to say about your family. Who had a download about that that they'd like to share about that? Come on, Costa. Say again. Oh, have fun. For your family to have fun. That's a cool one. I like that. Yes? Unity and love each other. Wow. Beautiful things. Fun, unity, love. Anyone else? Anne? Wow. Running with the baton, passing it on, foundations of love into your family. Wow, that's strong. It's beautiful. Oof. You're a runner, Anne. You're a runner. Action hero time. I'd love to hear this one. Come on. Who hasn't spoken yet who'd like to say what hero they were given? Spider-Man. Did you have a sense of why, particularly him? Climbs tall buildings, walls, without falling off. Ooh, that's good. Okay, that's encouragement for you for what's coming up, isn't it? You're not going to fall off, however tall. Love it. Anyone else? Julie? Superman, because your power is not coming from this earth. Love that. It's who you are. It's who you are. Anyone else? Sarah, you're laughing. Ah, from The Incredibles. Was it Invisible? Wow. So a sense of feeling invisible at the moment, but God wants to, say again, teach you to work in the midst until you become visible. Wow. How does that make you feel? That's a good one. That's a really good one. Anyone else dying to tell about the action hero, Peter? Oh, Ant-Man. Ooh. So that's humility, isn't it? Humility. That smallness is a humility to come in and be great in that place. Wow. Ooh. That's so good. Okay, well, yeah. Wow. You're going to another level. Michael the Archangel defeating the dragon, stopping the lies. So that's strong warfare stuff, isn't it? Successful warfare. Love that. Wow. Whew. Barbara? Come on, Barbara. Yes. Amazing. Able to do the impossible. Wow, wow, wow. Is there anyone else who wants to share anything? This is your time before we wrap up. Anything else? George, you've been quiet. Come on. Was there something encouraging that you felt? Yeah, I am who. Amen. Yeah, fantastic. You are who he says you are. Love it. Okay. Well, it's nearly time to go home. So we better wrap up. Thank you so much for doing that. I really hope that you take that home, read through it, meditate on it, dialogue with Holy Spirit. He's given you some, he'll give you more, and be encouraged because he loves you so much. Yes. Did I lie? I said I'm going to be seeing a little bit later on, and I am. I'm seeing you all now. It's a bit later on than when I said that. So, no, I did not. Bless you. Thank you.